This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his mobile office is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It's a new year, and you're off and running, aren't you?
Well, we're trying to be off. We don't have a choice. This news business, no one stops the press release machine, so we have to keep going.
Well, we've just come through what is traditionally one of the slower, if not the slowest, news cycle of any year. That's the Christmas to New Year holiday, but still plenty of items on the City Wire over the last few days, including looking back at how sales went for retailers in December.
Right. I mean, you're right. Typically, it is a slow time of the year, but it hasn't been this year. But it appears that holiday sales are up across the board in some categories as much as double digits, 16-something percent. Now, it depends, though, on what kind of retailer you were. Some of the more lower-end discount retailers did well. Groups like Target, though, retailers like Target, didn't do that well. In fact, they missed some of their sales targets. The Wholesale Club, Sam's, Costco, those type of folks did well. And I think what the numbers may tell us, Kyle, is that people were really doing their business or their Christmas shopping on a pretty tight budget. So those discount retailers who were better positioned to target those folks and to provide better deals, lower costs, that type of thing, did well over the holiday season.
Now, there's also a report on thecitywire.com that the trend that has been taking place for a while continues, and that's online Christmas business went up again this year.
Right, and you're right. That was not a surprise. I think it started out, ended up at about 14% growth for the year, and that begins from the start of the day after Thanksgiving, official start of Christmas shopping, and it's ended up. Started at around 16-18% growth, but then the closer you got to Christmas and the more news there was out there about the economy, about the fiscal cliff, a lot of that online shopping and shopping in general or spending in general slowed down. But yes, online continues to grow. It's just a matter now. Kim Sues and I, our Northwest Arkansas editor, we were talking about, you know, what year is it going to be when online is greater than bricks and mortar spending? And you know, you wouldn't have had that even thought 3 or 4 years ago, but it's really blossomed.
And something that brick and mortar and local retailers have to think about.
Right. And now the upside of that is, you know, some brick and mortar folks have found ways to partner with people who can provide online. And they get a cut of the deal, so to speak. And I think we may see more of that going forward, where that brick and mortar folks, instead of having to have all of their inventory in their shop for Christmas, they can keep it at a location. They're not paying for the shipping, that type of thing. They just get, they manage the product, and if it's sold online, they make sure they get it to their customer.
You mentioned earlier the fiscal cliff. We haven't jumped off quite yet. Still many things to be resolved between now and some point. But one of the details that came out of the agreement Congress, both the House and Senate, passed doesn't really help, as some people hoped it would, Mitsubishi's plant at Fort Chaffee open.
Right. You know, the Congress did extend the production tax credits, and that provides a certain level of tax credit based on the type of products built. And in the wind energy, it's based on kilowatt production. But long story short, no, it did not opened the Mitsubishi plant. It extended that credit to 2014. There are a couple of problems, though, for Mitsubishi. One, not that they're problems, they're factors for Mitsubishi, but one, a lot of folks in the wind energy say you can't just extend it 1 year. That's not people make purchasing decisions, these things, to get these wind farms up and going. It's not just a one-year deal. You need security. You need to know that the tax credit is going to be in place for longer than a year. So that's an issue. And the other issue is Mitsubishi has said this in the past, and they're not wavering, is they are not moving forward, and they're not going to be aggressive in the wind energy industry in the U.S. until they get some resolution to their ongoing legal battle with General Electric. They still have patent disputes, several court cases pending. I think they may still have an issue before a trade commission, the International Trade Commission. So there's still a lot up in the air, and these are legal issues that have been going on now for 2 or 3 years, and there's no light at the end of the legal tunnel, so to speak, for these. So that's the hang-up. So I had a lot of people call when the fiscal cliff went through because a lot of folks are watching that for obvious reasons. And I don't think anything Congress is going to do is going to help the Mitsubishi thing. They're going to have to get resolution to these legal disputes.
Hmm. Also, a new development in the past few days about the Walmart bribery scandal that has continued to be in the headlines.
Right. We have a new legal counsel has stepped up to represent, and they're representing a retirement fund, the City of Pontiac, a retirement fund. But, you know, this is just another example of this issue not going away for Walmart. And I wouldn't be surprised if 2013 is the year that we see the end of all of this. At some point, Walmart's going to want to try to settle this and get it behind, I would think, settle it, get it behind it, and move on. Now, the counter argument to that is, well, it hasn't hurt their share price. It's hit record share prices
right.
In 2013. Their same-store sales are still doing well. And as long as they don't have to spend that much more money on the legal. Now, they've spent a lot of money, 35-something, $40 million. They've spent a crazy amount of money on this. But I still think they want to get it behind them. They're going to have more come out in this year. I guess it already is 2013 on some of the issues with their suppliers. They had the Bangladesh factory fire that killed several hundred folks, and it's where Walmart clothing apparel was once made. So I think they're going to have some of those issues too, and they don't want to see these pile up on them.
Finally, it is that time of year when quorum courts and mayors and city boards and city councils are sworn in for new or renewed terms. Such was the case at the Fort Smith Board of Directors. I bring that up because perhaps more than any other municipal entity in our area, it was a tumultuous 2012 for the Board of Directors, and I wonder what's ahead for them in 2013.
You know, Kyle, back in 2010, I thought I was clever enough to have some type of insight into what the Fort Smith Board of Directors may or may not do, and I can't believe how stupid I was to ever think anybody could figure out what that board could do. But I don't know. We do have Keith Law and we have Mike Lorenz, two board members. In terms of them talking about not micromanaging, trying to get the board back onto the big picture view, I have high hopes, but I don't know. You know, tumultuous is a kind word, I think. You know, we went back and forth on the trash issue, and finally it took a citizen to get a petition forth to put something on the ballot to put an end to the nonsense. I mean, that's a lot of trouble just to get, and to get automated trash, which communities have been doing since the 60s, to get automated trash, you know, wholly in place in Fort Smith. So now we've got this animal ordinance that's going on. And in the meantime, you're having plants shut down. You're having the jobless numbers go up. Let's hope 2013 is the year that they get focused on big picture stuff.
Well, let's hope 2013 has plenty for people in the news business to cover, but nothing that's too dangerous. How's that?
Right. I'm tired of reporting on plant closing. So let's hope this is the year there are no plant closing announcements.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you for your time.
Always. Thank you, Kyle.
I'm Bob Garfield. On this week's On the Media, a special look at privacy and surveillance.
You want to say something to someone that's very personal, pick up the phone and call them, or say it in person? The internet is a giant copy machine. Anything you put on the internet can be copied and sent around. I just hope you have nice friends.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
On the Media, Sunday morning at 11 on KUAF 91.3 FM.